Good morning and welcome to the Why Struggle podcast. I am your host, Barbara J. Faison, and it is my intention to share ideas, insights, and inspiration so we can all struggle a little bit less and enjoy life more. And oftentimes I do this by doing our meditation practice. So I am with my partners in practice on the phone via Anchor as well as online in our Slice of Silence meditation group. So if you're interested in joining us, you can just leave me a message here or send me an email at barbarafaison@gmail.com or come to my Facebook page, Barbara J. Faison, and I can get you in the group. We do kind of a group after party after I get off the podcast, so it's always a lot of fun. Anyway, we'll get started with our meditation. I see we have our regulars on. We have Tyrell and Lisa Z. and Patricia Coleman. Welcome, welcome. We're going to get started by reading our cards this morning. And see what our lovely cards have to say about this wonderful day that is presenting itself to us. And every day is an opportunity, every moment is an opportunity for something new to unfold, something new that we've created with our thoughts and feelings and our energy. Welcome, Najib. And welcome to anyone else that may be watching and is not saying hello or coming online. I appreciate all of you because you are in your practice and with us in our practice. Ah, this is always a fun card. Decide the outcome. We have a... He looks like a judge, but I guess it's based upon the time it was. But he's looking through... I'm guessing it's a book. It's not a magazine. Maybe he is a judge. And he's got his gavel and a scroll. It's back in the earlier times. And it looks like he's got a glass of wine. And it is decide the outcome. And from what I recall, that card means I'm just going to let it happen. Hello, Rukama. Just on time. Our timing is always divine. The card is decide the outcome. The greatest expression of spirit is to fully embrace your creative power and use it. The ego denies that you have any and falls into the trap of feeling like a victim. This leaves you with a sense of being hopelessly at the mercy of fate and without a choice. The spirit, on the other hand, not only knows that it's a divine creator, it actively directs your creative power every day towards satisfying goals. The simplest way to support this process is to decide the outcome of your intentions before you begin. I'm going to repeat that. The simplest way to support this process is to decide the outcome of your intentions before you begin. For example, rather than hoping that you get a new job, decide that you'll have one and it will be delightfully satisfying to you. Instead of praying that romance will find you, decide that you'll love and be loved fully starting today. Plan your future based on your decisions rather than dreading it based on your fears. Visualize how your goals will manifest. Expect good things to come and know that they're on the way. Leave hope and wishful thinking out of it. These two are manipulations of the ego to keep you doubting that you can anticipate success. As a creative and holy being, intend what you want and expect it now. I'm going to go back and read the simplest way to support this process is to decide the outcome of your intentions before you begin. For example, rather than hoping that you get a new job, decide you'll have one and it will be delightfully satisfying to you. Instead of praying that romance will find you, decide that you will love and be loved fully starting today. Plan your future based on decisions rather than dreading it based on your fears. Visualize how your goals will manifest. Expect good things to come and know that they're on the way. Leave hope and wishful thinking out of it. These two are manipulations of the ego to keep you doubting that you can anticipate success. As a creative and holy being, intend what you want and expect it now. All right. Yahoo to that. And I am a firm believer of that. Decide the outcome, put it out into the atmosphere, and just know that, like I said, the chef is up there creating it. The chef can't just you don't order and the food is right in front of you. It has to be prepared. So those preparations are being made all the time. We just tend to get a little impatient. And sometimes we're not ready for them anyway. So we just want to make sure that we're staying in our highest energy and our highest vibration so we can be ready. So when they come, we can be like, yes, I put it out there and it came the way it came to me. Not necessarily the way I want it, because it doesn't always come the way I quote unquote want it. So let go of that, because a lot of times it's even better than what we want. Because the chef added a few ingredients we didn't know about to make it taste really delicious. So life is delicious, y'all. So let's eat it up, enjoy it, and just dive in. You know, dive in knowing that everything that you desire is possible as long as you stay in the space of knowing that it is happening even when you don't see it. That's the key, is even when you don't see it, it is happening, it is being created for you because you're staying in that vibration, that high energy about it. And that's what it's all about. That is this wonderful experience that we call life, and we can create whatever experiences we want to create by being in tune and tuning in, staying tuned in to life and our desires. So speaking of that, let's get ready to meditate. And we're going to start with a tone like this. I will guide you during the meditation. At some point during the meditation, we will have silence so we can really hear what may need to happen in order to have our outcomes the way we want them to be. And then I will guide you out of the meditation. Just listen for my directives. I like for us to sit for a minute before we open our eyes. So when you hear the tone, just continue to listen. I'll see how I'm led. I just kind of follow my intuition on this. I may give you a word to focus on, or if you need a word, you can use your own word. You don't have to use mine. And the word will help you focus as you're breathing and just keep your mind focused on that word as opposed to the thoughts that will present themselves, because that's what thoughts do. And we know that our thoughts are not our enemy. Our thoughts provide us with great ideas and allow us to move forward in life, so we appreciate them. In all things, give thanks. So we begin our meditation now, and I thank you for being my partners in practice and staying in your practice. Let's begin. We start by taking three deep breaths together. So we'll breathe in through our nose and exhale through our mouth. Breathe in and exhale. Breathe in and exhale. And our final breath together, we breathe in and exhale. And we lower our eyes or close them completely to lessen any external distraction and allow your breath to return to its normal pace and rate and rhythm. And we sit in a space of gratitude and appreciation, knowing that we are with the divine creator creating our life. We breathe in and breathe out with appreciation and joy and gratitude for this knowing and understanding. And even if we're not at a complete knowing of this, to be moving in that direction, to be willing to hold our space in a sense of willingness and appreciation of what we're learning and how we're growing. And we breathe in and breathe out. And we take a moment to think of something that we want to focus our energies on for our meditation. And allow a smile to erupt across your face as you think about this. See yourself going through whatever the steps are to a successful conclusion in your eyes, only your eyes. You know what conclusion is successful for you. And we just breathe in and breathe out, grateful, knowing that we have in us everything that we desire, and we just need to be in the space where it shows up. We know that everything is lining up just at the right time and the right location so you can step into this wonderful experience that you desire. And we know that I am safe. I am the creator of all that I desire. I trust my experiences and I trust my instincts to put me in the right place at all times. I love and accept myself at all stages and ages of life. I am clear about where I want to go and what I want to do. I appreciate my connection to all there is. And I know that now and always, all is well. That people love me and want to help me. And I stay open to that vibration and frequency so they can feel it and move into that space to be a helpmate. And as we move into our slice of silence where we sit and allow the silence to nurture us, to nourish us, so we can hear with different ears, we see the completion of our desire. And we wrap it in a bubble of pink light, knowing that the unconditional love that surrounds it is nourishing it as well. And we watch it float into the heavens, into the sky, into the unseen, knowing that it is done, and so it is. And now we sit in silence and breathe. And breathe, and we release. We release our need to know the details. Release. 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 Let's rub our hands together and get some warmth created and generate some energy. And place your hands over your eyes. As you breathe in and out. And relax your hands. Open your eyes. Take a look around and appreciate this very present moment and everything that you have done in the creation of this moment. The energy that you have expended to be here, to be in this practice, is phenomenal. And I really appreciate you being in practice with me because it helps me take my practice to a different level, and you're taking your practice to a different level as well. I thank you for tuning in to this Slice of Silence. We'll be here tomorrow at 7:15 a.m. Eastern, and namaste. So as we're closing out, I just want to remind you that I'm doing the class tomorrow, How to Choose Peace Over Stress for the Holidays, and I'm offering for my group only, my partners in practice. If you'd like to come to the class and you have not signed up, the class is $20, but because you're my consistent partners in practice, if you'd like to come to the class, send me an instant message or you can email me at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. Because with Zoom, I'll have to give you a link and that'll get you in the class. If you'd like to come to the class and right now $20 is not working for you, come to the class and then at the end, you can send me a love offering to my PayPal account or my Cash App, whatever you're able to offer. I'm just putting this out because I want to be able to share the information. I want to share it with you all specifically because you are in practice. And I know that these things that I'll share, the tools and strategies, will help you continue to heighten what you're doing already. And if you're able to come, I would love for you to be there live. If not, if you send me the email through the Zoom platform, it will be recorded so you'll be able to watch it. And so the class will be from 7:30 to 8:30. And then afterwards, we're going to have a little after class with additional questions. But the actual class portion will be an hour, and then any questions will be after that. So even if you can't make the 7:30 to 8:30, you can always jump in at 8:30, you know, to whenever, which I'm thinking will be maybe 30 minutes for any questions and answers. My comments disappeared, so I don't know if you all are even still out there. So can someone let me know if you're still out there? The comments just disappeared. Now, keep in mind, we are about to roll into Mercury retrograde, so that is not that unusual. Technology will have fun times with us potentially over the next 3 to 4 weeks. So keep that in mind. So someone let me know if you're still out there. If you can just say hi or something to indicate that. So I'm going to get off the podcast now, but same thing for my podcast people, because you are partners in practice as well. If you are interested in the course, which is tomorrow at 7:30, just send me an email at barbarafaisonllc@gmail.com. And then I can use that email to email you the link for the Zoom class. And I think you'll get some good information out of it because you're in practice as well. And that will allow you to continue to be in practice at a different level. So I thank you for listening. Remember to stop and breathe and get out in nature today. Yesterday I went to the park near me and I just sat next to the lake and just listened to the rain falling on the windshield, and it was just relaxing. My card, I pulled a different card that told me to get out in nature in solitude, and I was like, well, how am I going to do that because it's pouring down rain? So I went to the park and sat in the car next to water and next to all the trees changing their clothes. I like to say the trees are changing their clothes. So thank you for tuning in. And remember that it starts with me. It starts with you. One breath, one thought, one deed. Be well.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.